Hey everyone, it's Gavin Simon. Welcome to the new Pro Photography Show. This is 2.0.
Welcome to the NUWA Pro Photography Podcast, where we talk about what's new, what's old, and what works for professional and enthusiast photographers. Find show notes, videos, and more at simfx.com/podcast.
It has been like 7 years since the last Pro Photo Show, and a lot has gone on in my life and in the photography world, and here we are in the era of AI, and cell phone cameras have come so far from those days when we were debating on those early Pro Photo Shows whether cell phones would actually be relevant, real cameras as we called them, and they still are not as powerful as real cameras, but they're getting pretty amazing. A lot has changed, and while I've still been active, and if you guys follow me on my different sites like Instagram, like Facebook, and of course my YouTube channel over at Sime Studios, where I do reviews and make videos that I have for all these years. In fact, the past years, I had a lot of other stuff going on with life. I actually moved south to Mexico and just kind of was tired and wanted a change of pace and moved down south to Mexico, the land of magical light. And a lot of people are like, Gavin, why Mexico? Why would you move to Mexico and have to learn Spanish and all the stuff that's going down there? And maybe we'll talk about that on another episode in terms of little details. But the truth is, it's beautiful down here. And there's been so many changes in my photography. I've had so many opportunities to grow my photography, working with aspiring models, focusing on really trying to improve my street photography. And of course, all this stuff going into the videos I make on the YouTube channel, to the fact that I'm always trying to experiment and create better content. Of course, still making the SimFX Lightroom presets and Photoshop actions and workshops. But that market has gotten really competitive in a world where everyone's constantly internet marketing and selling stuff and lots of, and I kind of missed the purity of the podcast. And if you listen to podcasts, I think you kind of know what I mean, in that there's something about that audio. When I first started Pro Photo Show, what was it, like 2007? Digital was the new kid, right? I mean, there was a lot of photographers that hadn't even switched yet when we started. I think it was actually 2006 that the original Pro Photo Show started. And if you're hearing this now, you found us again. I've actually gone in and cleaned up the archives. Every episode isn't on here. I think I have the archives at the moment to like episode 76 of the original 1.0 shows. And it's a little embarrassing to go back. I mean, some of the old shows are so cheesy, and I didn't really know what I was doing, especially the really early shows before episode like 25. I do actually have archives of all of them, and we may keep putting them on there. I'm just questioning like how relevant they are. We had a lot of great guests and a lot of talk, but the technology in photography has shifted so much. And even just the past year with AI, and this is stuff that you've seen me, if you follow my YouTube channel, which you can find in the show notes, or just search Sime Studios on YouTube. And by the way, the show notes and all the show information, the podcast feeds, all that now is all stored over at SimeEffects, SEIMEffects.com, where I kind of do everything from these days. And you know what? It's just, even the past 1 or 2 years changed so much. And I think a lot of photographers are finding themselves doubting, especially with this new AI technology coming out. We already had this shift. And if you were there in those early days, you remember that shift of everything going to digital. A lot of photographers struggling that had been in business for 20, 30 years. A lot of studios closing down. I started studying wall portraiture to try and do larger things, and studied a lot with the late Ken Whitmire. And there was just so much happening in that digital world, and it shifted everything. And those that didn't adapt and catch up, they went out of business. And now I think people are afraid, okay, this is happening again with AI. So we're going to do some episodes, I think, on that and get some other voices on that. It's not going to be just me here on the 2.0 version of the Pro Photo Show. we're going to have some episodes where I'm talking like this and talking about what's up in photography. And we're going to do roundtables. And we're going to try and get back as much as possible to that classic format. YouTube is full of these videos that are 10, 15 minutes long. They're very visual. I have a slowly growing YouTube channel. I think I'm up to about 10,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. But really getting noticed, I mean, I have to edit. I have to cut constantly. I have to grind those videos down. I have to use lots of B-roll. I like making videos. And that's kind of been gradually where I was focused in the past years, is like, I'm drifting away from the podcast because I want to do more video. Years I've wanted to come back and do more pro photo podcast. And I've just been like kind of stonewalled. Oh, it's so easy to upload a video, but it's not actually easier. The video, creating the video is way harder, but the format of video for us photographers is very good, but there's so much of that out there. There's so much content. And I'm going to keep growing that channel, and it's going to be kind of in tandem with the new podcast here. But here's the thing. On the channel, I can't just sit there and just kind of randomly talk about photography. I can't socialize with other creators and just kind of chew the cud like we used to do on those old Pro Photo Show roundtables. And I want to bring back all of that, but better in Pro Photo Show 2.0. So this is going to be episode 201. We got to 100 before, but since we're kind of years have passed, we're going to have those 1.0 archives going back at least a little ways here for people that want to go back to them. But now that I've got the feed organized and everything like that, anything goes. And so this is the first test episode. You guys can let me know how I'm sounding. And speaking of AI, the truth is I'm actually recording this first episode by myself while driving down the road. And no, this isn't going to be one of those car talk podcasts where I'm always driving down the road. But the technologies like the AI voice enhancement from Adobe, the noise reduction technologies, just in the past year, this stuff has come so far. In the past, I never would have recorded a Pro Photo Show episode while driving. And I'm wired up to a mic, recording actually into a Samsung as my audio recording device. And I have a lavalier on to get good audio. And so I don't crash. Just this week, I actually did a video on the new generative AI from Adobe and the horrors of it. Actually, I decided to take a little bit of a different approach because everyone else is talking about how amazing the generative AI is, but I decided to do a video about what horrid things that it can produce and how they're just completely insane and off the charts and not pleasant. And also in that video, we looked at some of the good things you can do with it. And the context of that video isn't to say that these generative AI tools are not going to be useful, because that's not realistic. It's denial to pretend that these AI tools are not going to be part of image making going forward and that they're not going to affect photography. But what I do think, and something we'll talk about more, hopefully we can get a panel together soon and talk about this AI stuff from a perspective of professionals and serious enthusiast photographers, is that if you're generating everything from AI, number one, it's not photography. But then you have this question, at what point is everything fake? Everyone's known for decades, oh, we can edit in Photoshop. But now people have these AI apps on their phones and they're seeing these face changing and scene changing and removing people. I mean, these are becoming mainstream tools on today's smartphones. And so what I think it's doing is it's suspending disbelief. That is to say that no one believes when they see an image anymore. And especially if it's something extraordinary or amazing, the first thing they're gonna do is question it and say, no, this isn't real. This is AI generated, because they can look so real. So I think as photographers, the burden is going to be on us more than ever to create real things, organic experiences, real people, real moments. I think even things like having a video from a location that you took this amazing landscape might even become relevant, just so you can show people this was real. And I know you could say, well, we can do AI video as well, and it's not as far along yet, but it's coming. But my point is, if I have me taking a photo in a beautiful place, and then I have that beautiful photo of a landscape, let's say, and actually landscape and street photography workshops here in Mexico is something that I'm hoping maybe in the next year or so I can start organizing, now that my Spanish down here is pretty good, now that I know the culture a lot better, and I just know my way around a lot better. Mexico is not nearly as unsafe as people think it is and as they see in media. The world has a lot of problems, especially the past couple of years. Whether you're a photographer or not a photographer, you've seen this and you've had to go through it, and we've had to experience a lot of the ways that the world just gets more and more difficult sometimes, it seems like. And with all that AI and tools and everything going on, I think in those difficulties, real experiences, real moments, and real photos are going to become more and more valuable in a world where quite literally anything can be faked. Not to ignore AI, not that the tools of AI aren't useful. I use the AI masks, for example, in Lightroom all the time, but those aren't generating something from nothing. Those are just helping us to create better content in less time. And I've done videos recently on my channel about this. You guys know I make the presets, I make the workshops. I have a preset pack called Elegance. And I just did a major update of the speed masks within Elegance that let us apply these masks in Lightroom, most of which now are AI powered. And with one click of a develop preset, we're applying like 10 different masks. And then because you put them in a develop preset, this is a secret most people don't realize about masks in Lightroom. If you build the masks into a one-click develop preset, then you can increase or decrease the intensity of the entire effect all at once versus just selecting an individual mask and having to turn it up or down. And so you actually get more features by building it into a speed mask. I'll put a link to that video in the show notes because I think it's really important. And even if you don't use my presets, you can make your own speed mask presets, and I show you and talk about that in the video. So we're going to see where this all goes, but I think those real moments are going to be important, and we're going to talk about that here on the show and how to make that better. And what I'm going to try and do going forward is we're going to have the longer form conversations that you can listen to in the car, that you can relax, that you don't have to sit in front of a screen. Because I don't know about you, but I get tired of looking at a screen all the time. And I think that's why I find myself drawn to come back to the purity of just audio, of just listening, even though we're in a visual medium in photography, and that doesn't always make sense. But photography and video creation and putting all these things together and telling stories and moments and beautiful places and streets and cultures, I think these are all kind of the same story. And so we're going to work on that from both angles. I'm going to continue growing the YouTube channel with the tips and the visuals and things like that. And then here on the Pro Photo Podcast 2.0, I'm going to go further and we're going to have just conversations. And I hope to hear from you guys. And the original email, profotoshow@gmail.com, is still active. It's still working and everything's still great there. So if you have feedback or questions or anything like that, send me an email. Let me know your thoughts, your feedback. I always kind of regretted life getting in the way and backing off on the Pro Photography Podcast. And somewhere I knew I always wanted to come back to that. And the truth is I've been wanting to do it for years because I've seen that podcasting is still there. In fact, I think there's a resurgence of it because, number one, we can't always be looking at videos and we need something to listen to in the car. We need something just to kind of engage with on a more calming level. But also, I think something we've seen in recent years with Facebook, right? If you guys were there back at the beginning in like 2007 with Facebook, it was this amazing platform for us to promote our work, for us to expand, for us to explore. And then it all became very commercial. And now pages that we invested so much in, for example, get essentially no attention unless you pay Facebook. We see things like Instagram that have completely transformed. And it's all about algorithms now, not about our friends and our followers and our content. We see YouTube, even though there's a lot of great content on there, that it's super competitive. You got to be drawing so much attention at such a high level. And it's also very algorithm-based, and it's controlled by whatever platform you're on. Podcasting is one of the few media content approaches that is really kind of open. It's not just iTunes. It's not just Google. It's not just Spotify. You can syndicate it from your own site and still get it out there. It's not controlled just by the algorithm of any one brand. And that's kind of what I love about it, especially after what we've seen in the past decade or so with social media. And whether you love or hate one social media platform, no doubt you've experienced on some of them, at least, that they've kind of screwed us over. And I think that podcasting is a little bit of an escape from that. It's more personal. It's more direct. And in some ways, it's more powerful. If you found the New Pro Photography Podcast 2.0, if you're listening to this first episode number 201 and just kind of getting up to speed, getting up to date here, I hope to hear from some of you guys in an email like we did in the old days, just with your thoughts. And I do have a Facebook group as well, the Photography Shadow Hunters. We'll talk more about shadows, but you know I've been talking a lot about shadows lately if you follow my YouTube channel. That, I think, is another really important topic. And just as I'm doing this kind of first introductory episode, realizing there's so many things we have to talk about, things that I talk about on my YouTube videos, but I kind of have to cut them. I have to slice them up. I have to make them short. I have to make them concise. And we can't just so much chat about them. And it's really putting a smile on my face, kind of coming back to this format after so many years and just being able to enjoy this kind of talk show format. And we're going to be able to explore, improve our photography, whatever level you're at. And that was always the goal of Pro Photo Show. It's the idea is, yes, we're geared toward professional and enthusiast photographers, people taking it seriously, people that maybe want to make some money or even make a living doing it, but also that it's accessible for people in every level of photography. That was the goal since the first Pro Photo Show episode in the early 2000s. And that's going to be our goal today. But I don't want to ramble. I don't want to go back to this first episode of the New Pro Photography Podcast and cringe like I do when I go back to the archives of the very, very first Pro Photo Show. I'm hoping we can get some of the old guests back on, get some of the old crew back together on here. I know at least one or two of them are still out there podcasting. If you guys have recommendations for people that you want to see on the show, we're going to also be doing live shows from my channel, kind of like we did at the end of Pro Photo Show 1.0. We're going to be doing that again on Pro Photo Show 2.0. And then, of course, taking that audio and putting it here on the podcast feed. This feed will be strictly audio. And then the show notes for each episode will be at signfx.com/podcast, where you'll be able to go and find videos and links and photo examples and things that we were talking about in relation to each episode. I hope you guys will spread the word. I'm not going to go long because I feel like maybe I'm starting to ramble just because I'm excited to be here again with you guys. And I'll put a link. I hope you guys will head over to the Photography Shadow Hunters page on Facebook. Podcasting is kind of how I got started in getting my voice out there in photography. And I feel like I'm getting back to the roots a little bit. And there's so much that's changed and so much to share. And I'm looking forward to being here with you guys and just making our photography better. We will see you on the next show. Please subscribe and spread the word. And I'm glad to be here. This is the Pro Photography Podcast 2.0, and I'm Gavin Sine.